Uh-huh. Ho, you are not ready. Unstoppable dynasty, young hover.
Welcome to You Bet It's In Yet with Matt Shells.
Some people have to make things, I've got to ruin them.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Maytay Coco. That means I love you in Furby.
Ryan Mercier.
What's your names? How many relatives do you have? Where do you work? Whereabouts do you live?
This is dead air.
Dead air is gold.
But don't bullshit me. Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
We start with some person, okay?
Well, these are what, though?
These are emails.
There we go.
It's B-mails, if you're from the mid-2000s.
If you know what
emails,
the
internet
is.
Emails, plural. I think I said that last
week. Oh, yeah, we got emails.
We got emails.
All right.
From multiple people.
So if we have time, we'll get to all of them.
This one is from some person.
Okay.
And the subject is subjects for the topic hat.
Okay.
I'm not quoting yet. Okay.
Topic hat.
If there's a huge quantity of them, maybe we should just write them down and put them in the topic
maybe
hat.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow, yeah.
Are there?
There's three.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read them. I'll read them aloud.
We've done this. We're experienced now.
I'll read them to myself.
Is
and then
it just
I'll answer.
A list, or is it? Is there a little prologue there?
Yeah, you just read it quietly,
and we'll
give your
to
funny
that.
Answers.
That's what I'm gonna do. You guys gotta be quiet though.
It'll
okay?
be really entertaining. Okay.
4 or 5 times a week.
Oh, my number's gonna be way higher than that.
No
goulash.
Oh, goulash.
Just kidding. Those are not the answers to anything.
Okay,
I haven't even gotten to answer because I was thinking of ideas.
All right. What are they?
You don't
what
have those.
What are the
I
topics?
Know.
From some person. That's all it's
about.
All
right.
Read this
some
email.
Person. That's the name of this person. Is
okay.
Some person.
Thanks, some person.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to put some ideas in your inbox.
Whoa. This is some person.
Some person's coming on to us.
It's right. In your inbox, too, by the way. I hope
it's
you,
ours.
Hope you showered.
It's ours now.
Okay. I hope that's how you like it.
Oh,
they
it
already
was
made
dirty.
The joke.
Damn,
oh,
it.
Damn it! Let's take that again. You're funny,
take
some
two.
Person. Okay. If you were going to live in the world of a TV show, which one would you choose? For example, would you live on the Lost Island?
No.
And say why.
I would not live on the Lost Island. Let's just start with that.
Yeah, seriously. Let's. So what are the other ones, and then we'll.
Who is your favorite and least favorite member of the Forget Me Nows? And say why. This one
person
is,
knows good music. Yeah.
This one is for Matt. Did you watch The Edge specifically to get bear hunting tips from Anthony Hopkins?
Ooh.
Can I answer that right now?
Yeah.
Fucking right. Yes. That is exactly why I watched it. We were doing a movie night and someone was like, oh, I have this movie. It has Anthony Hopkins finding a bear. And I was like, does he win? And the person said yes, so I was like, we have to watch this movie.
It is a good movie.
Because they will teach me how to fight a bear.
Who was there?
Yeah,
who was at that movie?
Mariette.
I was.
Ryan. Who else was there? Was Paul there?
There were a lot of people, I think so.
Yes,
why
I
you,
watched
why
that
you
movie.
Asking?
I think I know who it is. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Alright.
So.
Good work. This person's okay. A liar.
And say why. Let's all of us say why.
Why?
Why? Okay, done.
If you were going to live in the world of a TV show, which one would you choose?
Yeah.
And say
definitely,
why.
Why? Definitely not The Lost Island. That would be terrible. Simpsons could be good. What world?
I already know mine.
I know
what
mine.
Is it? Is it
Smallville?
Smallville
easily.
Why?
It's so great. Everything happens for Clark just the way.
But
he
here's
wants
the thing:
it.
You wouldn't be Clark.
I know. Well, I would probably be one of the background extras. That's
yeah.
Like, good job, CK, and then just walk off.
They call him CK.
Yeah, everyone calls him CK.
That's an awful name.
He was the star quarterback. Of
CK.
Course, you're gonna call him CK, bro.
That is how creative people are with sports nicknames now. So. That makes sense.
The Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah, yeah, that one too.
Oh,
man.
No, it would be Smallville for sure.
Smallville?
Yes. Especially because, like, my biggest TV crush is in that show.
Who is it?
Is it Superman?
Tom Welling. No, I'm just kidding. It's Allison Mack. And Allison Mack, if you're listening.
Alex Mack?
No, not
Alex.
Oh,
I do
Alex
like her,
Mack.
Though. Yes.
Who doesn't
what's
like
her name
Alex
in real
Mack?
Life?
She always wears a hat.
She turned into a liquid?
Yeah. She can turn into a liquid. Oh, my God. Can you imagine having sex with her as a liquid?
I couldn't.
Wait, as in I'm a liquid?
Keep your water,
I can't
away.
Imagine
keep your water
that.
Away from Matt.
No. Alex Mack.
But
Alex
imagine
Mack.
Having sex with a sentient liquid. Like, it would be amazing. I can't imagine
what?
A better sex.
I like
you
that.
Can't?
No.
That's cool.
I want...
What?
That's we're changing our tagline on iTunes to "Sex with a Sentient Liquid."
I can't imagine any better sex.
Seriously, it'd be like having sex with a world of tongues.
Except for it'd just be like water. You could just go to
but
a
it
pool.
Can move around.
Yeah, the
in
ocean
any way
moves.
You wanted.
Can it be any? Can it be any world? In like, can it be an animated thing too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was going to be my answer.
Adventure Time?
Yeah, the world of Ooh.
That's a really good one.
The land of Ooh.
Would you be one of the candy people?
Fuck no. Candy people have awful lives. Well, not awful lives, but they're so weak.
That's true.
I would probably be... Well, I'd want to be a human, but there's only one human, and that's Finn.
Exactly. But you could be one of the gill people.
Nah, they're all stupid.
You could be one of the gill people.
Could be a movie.
I don't
okay.
know. I might want to be a wizard of some kind.
I'll give you 87 guesses as to the actress's name. Wrong. It's Larissa Olenek. That is Alex Mack.
That's my next guess who, by the way. Remember
Larissa
that
Olenek. That's just how I'm pronouncing it. I don't know. O-L-E-Y-N-I-K.
After they cured her liquid form, she went on to be sisters with Julia Stiles in The Taming
of the Shrew. In 10 Things I Hate About
You. But seriously, would you want to be in that world? Because, I mean, like you said, you would just be random guy in the background.
Well, here's the best part about that world, okay? Is that, one, I get to hang out in the same place that Clark Kent is, no matter what. If I'm still a background extra, I'm still hanging out wherever he is.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Number two, there's a good chance that I'll be around Meteor Rock or Kryptonite, and I might get powers. That's another thing.
That's true.
Good luck,
for
buddy.
Those of you who listen or watch Smallville, you would know what that means.
I mean, I know Marvel had the thing where too many people were getting powers.
Oh, yeah, and they eliminate them?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Clark eliminates all of the ones that get powers.
Really?
He doesn't actually kill them, but, like, he finds ways to save them.
Wait. Save them
yeah,
from
because,
their powers?
Because you get... Do I really have to get into this, really?
A little
yeah.
bit.
Okay, so what happens is you get powers from Kryptonite. You become a meteor freak, is what they're called. And they usually turn out to be bad guys. Like, they have some kind of a social problem. Like,
yeah, that's you.
I can't talk to girls, and
yeah.
I collect bugs,
that
so...
That sounds like you.
Now I have sex with the bugs.
No, so now I am a bug spiders. Person. Like, yeah.
You're a total bug person.
I'm a bug person. Like, people
you
ask
like redheads?
Me, dog.
I like bugs.
So wait.
Dogs or cats? Bugs.
So, like, no one else is allowed to have powers and be good besides Superman.
No, well, that's the thing. It's like...
Because it seems like he's like, you got this power, get the fuck out of here. I don't want any challenges to my throne.
Kind of, but that's how it is in the comic books, too. Like, everyone's got powers, and they're like, there's no, what are you doing here? This is my city. And they're like, well, I'm going to do things,
but here's the way, this is why I think it seems a little different in, what's it called?
Smallville?
Smallville. Is because
that's
it sounds like you're saying they have, like, a predictable way to get superpowers. And they even have a name for them, the
Meteor Freaks.
Meat Freaks?
Meteor Freaks.
Meat Freaks.
Meatfreaks.com.
So, it's like...
We're crazy about meat.
Don't look at me.
Even with this, like, predictable way to get powers or to stop people from getting powers, like, they're only letting evil people get powers.
Well, that's the thing, is, like, it's for plot. It's for plot purposes. So, let's say, like...
Like, the Flash runs at the speed of plot.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Which, the Flash does show up, by the way.
Does he?
But he doesn't. It's not because of the meteors.
Does he run track?
Does he? No. No, he's a
Superman
thief.
Was a
he's
football
a Star
player.
Trek, yeah.
No, he's a thief. And, anyways, that's not important.
Black?
What I was going to say is what'll happen is Clark is faced with some dilemma in the episode. Like, I'm not normal and I can't go to prom. Right? Okay?
This sounds awesome.
Well, I still can't understand why you like this show so much.
It's really... Because I grew up with it, man.
And you know what I grew up with? Sickle cell anemia. I don't like it.
I love that show. My pick.
Oh, is that the one with Claire Danes?
You know, the only answers I could think of are just the bad ideas. Because I started to think of shows I liked and shows I've watched, and I'm like, oh, 24. And I'm like, why the fuck would I want to live in that world?
That's true.
And it's like, everything is going wrong.
President assassinated.
And if you see Jack Bauer, just get out of the city. The only good reason would be to be around Kim Bauer, though. Except for she's always around trouble, so I don't know
if
that'd be worth it.
Here's my thing when you're picking for a girl is... The actresses who play those ladies live in this world that we're in, and you're still not around them all the time.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but if we lived in that world, we'd only be where the camera was.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a higher chance of you being there.
So if I find my own mountain lion in the woods, Kim Bauer would come running. You guys didn't see that plot line?
I never watched 24,
bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It
sounds stupid. Let's talk about Smallville.
No, I'm still sticking with Adventure Time. I think that's
Adventure Time.
That is a really good one.
It's a good call.
I'm just going to stand here, my back turned, completely vulnerable.
It's so good. It's so amazing. And there are so many things I could be besides just me. Like, I could be, like, a weird frog thing. I could be a weird donut. I could be a weird anything.
Stretchy dog.
Yeah.
You can be anything you want to be, man.
Did it say you get to choose the character?
No. No, no, just the world.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
And why didn't you choose 16 and pregnant, Matt?
Because I already live in this that world.
16 and pregnant.
You could live.
But you'd always be on camera laughing.
Oh my god, that would make that show so much better.
That was just the background. You had dreams! Now they're gone!
Your boyfriend won't take you to your ultrasound appointment because he's 16 too!
He wants to go mine for gold!
Oh my god, I love that show so much.
I know, you could have chosen it and you chose Adventure Time. Which show do you like better, man? Which one? I mean, that 70s show?
That's a good one. You just want to live in the 70s?
No, that sounds dumb, actually. Happy Days. Let's be in Happy Days, guys.
No.
Who wants to come with me to Happy Days?
No, I never really watched it.
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days?
Yeah.
What's the next line? Because I can never remember the line after that. Is it Saturday, Thursday?
Hey. Yeah. I forgot to say why, though.
Why?
Why?
Why? Okay, we're on to the next one. That's good enough.
On to the next one.
Tom Welling's not boring for the person I think who wrote this. Anyways, who is your favorite and least favorite member of the Forget Me Nows? And say why.
Favorite John Wayne.
Say why.
Why?
He's the only one with musical talent.
Okay, I agree.
Least favorite. One time at a show, we asked for a volunteer to play the triangle, and Levi came on stage, and he was really off time, so Levi.
Okay.
He's my least favorite member.
I like that.
Even though I loved him for getting up there and trying. That was really good. I'm proud of you, Levi.
My favorite's probably Paul for his body.
Yes.
And my least favorite is Paul for covering up his body all the time.
Okay. Okay.
My favorite member is probably Bob.
I'm right here.
Bob? is probably Bob because he knows how to wail on those drums.
He is a whale.
Look at the whale on those drums.
Look at that whale on those drums. I'm going to say
please
that at the next
shout
show.
That. This Saturday.
I really hope he listens to this episode first.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Hey, February 9th.
This is kind of current. Yeah, February 9th at the Bunkhouse with Go Betty Go and the Seriouslys. Come see the Forget Me Nows.
I'm going to be able to come.
Shameless plug. How about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll be there.
This is live on a podcast. Will you be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
By live, I mean recorded. You can come watch us talk.
That's right. You can come see Paul cover up those muscles.
And then watch the Forget Me Nows, yeah. But Ryan, continue.
My least favorite is probably Brian because he's so smarmy.
He does have a thick layer of smarm.
He's a smarmy fella.
Covered in smarm.
That's right.
You ever seen him, like, play guitar? Have you ever seen him play guitar?
I'm usually looking, like, right at him in every practice.
He always looks like he's just like, I'm so into this. And I'm,
yep.
Smarm. Yep.
Heart of the Smarm.
That's right. He's a school smarm.
All
right.
So I'm thinking when we get just a ridiculous volume of emails, which will come eventually, then maybe we'll start throwing some of the topic at. But for now, if you email us,
we will read them immediately.
We're going to talk about them. And if you've never emailed us before, you're going first. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
The first rule is don't tell anyone about You Bet It's In Yet. The second rule of You Bet It's In Yet is you don't tell anybody about You Bet It's In Yet.
Oh, I see what you guys
are doing. Our fans have been really good about this so far.
Next email.
From Dave. From
Dave. Dear Yippee!
Nice.
Today a man followed me into the grocery store to say, "Hey, excuse me, thanks for parking so close that I can't get in my car, asshole." I replied, sorry, do you need me to move it for you? "No, I'll just get in the passenger side, prick," he said as he walked down the aisle towards the exit of the store. A minute after he had gone, I had one of those moments where I wished I could have gone back and said something different, like mentioning the fact that it was unfortunate for the parking lot not to be designed for people like him who weigh over 300 pounds. Do you guys have any good stories of arguments you wish had gone differently?
Dave, oh, that's a good question. That is a good question.
Also, I was thinking from this, we could also give him some other replies. Back. Oh no, they're coming.
I'm going to start a fight with you guys about my alarm. Take my birth control.
Control your babies.
What were you asking though?
All right, thank you, Dave. I was saying
we can also give him replies to this specific
situation. I was thinking in this instance, it's like thanks for parking so close, so I can't get in, asshole.
Yeah, I wanted to read
Extended. You're welcome. I wanted to
see Dave's punctuation because I like.
Yeah, you're welcome is what I might actually go with.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'd probably say. I'm blind.
Elvis. That's when you, yeah.
I might just go, fat, 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 fat.
Standard
one. My God. And that's how he introduces himself, too. This is Matt. Fat, 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 fat.
No, you just yell out any person's obvious flaws that they'd probably be self-conscious about as loud as you can until they get really uncomfortable.
Smarm! Smarmy! 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 That's going to be my go-to one for anybody.
Smarmy! 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 Smarmy!
So, yeah, so an argument that you've had before, I definitely have a lot of these where you go back and you're like, oh, I wish I would have said this. Although, actually, a lot of mine, I feel like, don't really occur as arguments. Just, like, something funny I could have said, or...
I get a lot of the something funny I could have said.
Yeah.
I don't... Like, oh, I try late. To avoid arguments, I would say.
Why?
I'm not good at them most of the time. I'm good at asking questions, but I'm not good at answering questions.
You're terrible. You're terrible at questions.
That's the...
What?
I was going to say, terrible. That's the hallmark of a stupid person.
Yeah, I just, you're not very good at answering questions or giving questions.
Why? Are you, why? Hmm? All I'm doing is asking you questions. You see what I'm doing here?
You're not arguing with me.
Because all I do is ask questions.
You're going to come back later.
If you ever want to fight with me, I'm just going to ask you questions. That's all I do. Until they're just like, oh, now you're just being a jerk. And I'm like, why? I'm just asking questions. So if I could change anything, I would fight.
Fight.
From now on, if anybody tries to fight with, like, verbally fight with me, I'm just going to punch them.
Did you know your face looks stupid?
Oh, that's the sound of punch. You guys should made that louder.
Click.
That is the sound of punch. Real quick side note.
Punch.
I can't get into my car, asshole.
Now you're learning.
I'll just get into my passenger side, prick. I like punctuation a lot.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
That's funny.
Way to make fun of our email.
I'm not making fun of Dave. No, it's just funny.
Yeah,
to me.
No, punctuation is
my fun. Favorite is when someone says fucking A, man, but they don't put a comma.
Fucking a man.
That's a good Facebook status.
Fucking a man.
What? What are you doing today?
Yeah, what do you guys... The arguments.
Well, that's the thing, is like every argument with a boss is always going to be like, I should have said this. Because you don't want to say the thing that you should have said to your boss.
Like what?
Like my boss is dumb. Like,
Ryan, I would really like it if you were more efficient next time.
My boss is dumb!
Smarmy, smarmy, smarmy.
Smarmy. Shwarma, shwarma, shwarma.
Stupid.
Fat. I like that.
I really want to do that. Inefficient business policies, inefficient business policies. Print out your emails to read them. Print out your emails to read them. Arguments should just be repeating things.
That's how, yeah. So if we could go back to every argument we've ever had, we would just like to repeat one phrase or word over and over at that person. What's the one gathering.
That's what Dave was asking, though, right? What's the one thing you would repeat to a person?
Yeah. What's the one phrase you would repeat over and over in an argument? Was the email, I'm sure.
Matt's got something.
No. I'm just like, we've made a joke of doing that, of yelling their obvious flaw out increasingly loudly. What do you think someone would do if I did that to them in
real life?
Walk
away. Oh, they would totally walk away.
Yeah. That would be weird, yeah.
In a grocery store, like someone walked up to me and was an asshole like that, and I just started pointing at them and going, fat, 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 fat.
Probably think you were like really damaged. And like say, I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
True. No one would be prepared for that, yeah. I feel like.
It's very like Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man.
Like, yeah. Hot water burn baby! Hot water burn baby!
You could also just start saying
that.
It's good stuff, yeah. If I could go back to any argument, I would be Rain Man.
I would be Dustin Hoffman. In Mr. Megorium's Twilight Imperium.
I thought we talked about this, Ryan. I want a burn baby!
I want a burn baby! I want a burn baby!
I want to do that in my boss's office. If I quit, or when I quit, that's what I'm going to do, is like, she'll be like, but we need you, part of the team, or whatever, and I'll just be like, I want a burn baby!
You think they will want you to not quit?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, I do, actually. Like, are we going to start an argument right now?
No.
Let's start an argument.
Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
My boss is an idiot.
Oh, wait. You're not a valued part of your team.
Yeah.
Which team?
Your team.
Your work team. Go, work team, go.
Define valued.
They don't think your work is
You're
worth
slow.
Keeping.
But they keep me there anyways?
Yes, because the work that they'd have to go through to fire you would be too much and they're lazy.
But they're still paying me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's go back.
Fat.
Which is what he wanted to say.
I should have said fat.
What other flaw? I'm just thinking like
ugly,
yeah.
Ugly. Or bald. You're bald.
This is
like
really,
to the point where it's like, because if you just insult
childish,
somebody,
yeah.
Like if I just insult someone and be like, oh well, at least I'm not bald. Like that's they don't care.
That
like,
doesn't
we're
work.
We're fighting. It's not going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
But when if I do that, it's not even like arguing. It's just
No.
me trying to point out to every person there.
You look super paranoid, like you've never seen a bald or fat person before, though, when you do
yeah.
it. Like, if you could see
you're
what Matt's
away.
Doing, yeah, you're like, fat. He's fat! Nobody's
like,
supposed
yeah.
to look like that!
You saw a ghost or an alien.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Ugly's good. Four eyes.
Short.
So it's always physical things, though?
Oh, that's
well,
what
yeah.
I'm thinking.
Well, that's because this is what I would do with someone...
That you just met, who's like angry at you for something.
All I have is what I can see.
Now, what if you like legitimately cut somebody off in the parking lot and also like parked in a way that?
Well, if I legitimately felt bad about it,
so
I'd be like, I'm sorry, man. No,
okay.
This is for like you
this
know,
is for
like
stupid
this.
People. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, hey,
if he came up and he did the one thing where he was like, thanks for blah, 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 asshole.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, oh, man, I'm sorry. Like, I always try to avoid it. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry. If he came back
Even
again.
Even if it's not your fault?
Yeah.
See, what I do in that situation is I just
don't I respond, but like they'll be like, "Thanks for doing that, asshole." I'm like, "Oh," and then I just leave it at that. Usually, right. Is what I do. Just
because they're being a jerk.
Because they're being a jerk, and I'm not going to feed into it, but I'm also not going to apologize because fuck right. that.
All right, but I mean, you know, naturally, okay, I apologize. But then, what were you going to say?
But then, like, if he continued to pursue me, like he's coming in after me, then I would
no,
say,
"No, I'm really mad at you.
You're not my dad.
Help! He's
That's
not my
one.
He's not my daddy.
He touched my breast."
Watch a movie, Wizard.
I've never seen it.
You gotta see it.
It's good times.
I like He's Not My Dad. What if you change it to like, that he is your real dad? You're like,
Dad?
No, that's a really good one too. Just look him in the eyes. Dad? Fat.
That'll throw him way off.
That's really good. I think that's I like that better.
Yeah.
Just
They'll
like
never
getting
yell
emotional
at
with them
again.
Like getting like, "Oh my god, Dad?
Dad.
Is it? I never thought I'd get to meet you."
And then try to come
all these years, I
get away. How would he react to that? Like, I'm gonna go.
It depends on the person. Like, if you did it well enough. Like, I wonder if it happened to one of us, would we be like, "Oh, I know what he's doing. He's being funny."
He listens to you, but it's in yet.
But I feel like we would be freaked out, too, even now. If someone just, like, really pulled it off and looked deep into their eyes.
And was like, "Yeah." I wanted to contact
I'm
you
the
for
same
so long.
Age as you.
That's probably what I would say is like,
weird. So two people like us or anybody's listening need to get into arguments now so they can do both battles at each other.
Yeah. Be on the scene. Go out and do this in the world.
And so it starts.
Test these techniques out.
So it starts with, "Oh, hey, asshole, my car, blah, blah, blah." And then one of them points and goes, "You're not my real dad." And then the other one goes, "Dad?"
And then the other one goes,
weird.
Sparmy.
All right. That's what I would have done.
So, that's what we would have done in all our arguments,
yes,
Dave.
Yes.
And that's also what you should have done in yours.
That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, "Dad?" That's really good. That's, like, beyond good. You're so good. I'm not even kidding, because, like, they're not going to fight you. Like, they're not going to touch you. They're just going to,
like, what the fuck is
they're
going to
go
wrong?
Through their Rolodex of memories and be like, "Did I sleep with my secretary?" Yeah. Like, well, whose kid?
Is this really my kid? And are they going to run away? Are they going to try to find out?
Oh, yeah.
Or will they just be angry? They'll be like, "I'm not your dad." And you just be like, "No, you are.
I swear.
I did the research. Are you going to come say hi to Mom?"
"I'm sorry I cut you off, Dad."
"She's ill."
"Sorry I cut you off, Dad. I know you've left me for 25 years.
But you know
and I drive, cut you off once.
I drive just like you did. I drive just like you did, Dad." That would be great. I would hope that he would just take out his wallet and throw you money. Like, "No, just stay
just
away.
Leave me alone."
And then everyone around watching, and after he leaves, you just pick it up and go, "Works every time."
Emails, topics.
I am a terrorist at hotmail.com.
I am a terrorist at hotmail.com.
I am the terrorist at hotmail.com.
No, the.
It's a.
Like no fucking the, a man. It's a...
What?
No, that it's at hotmail.com.
That's your next one.
I'm thinking Matt style, and now I want to get me some bears and titties.
Bears and titties. Bears and titties.
If you could change anything about the movie Spy Kids 3D, what would it be?
Nothing.
I would have made it longer.
That's what she said.
You ever, like, look back at, like, pictures of, like, your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
And, like, back in the day, like, in the 70s and stuff? And you ever, and you're like, "Oh, they look so stupid. What the fuck were they doing? They were doing stupid things back then."
Uh-huh.
They didn't even know how to have fun. They didn't even have video games.
I like where this is going.
They didn't have MP3 players.
You ever think about your life right now and how people in the future will look back and be like, "Do you see that guy's haircut? Or do you see that, like, the way they were dressing? They were idiots."
100.
And did you see, like, how, like, their iPods? They were retarded.
100% yes.
All the time.
And I think about that constantly.
And how silly some of the stuff that's, like, new now is gonna look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily.
I think about my grandkids all the time.
Yeah.
Me too.
Do you ever send them gifts for their birthdays?
To the future.
Yeah. How are they looking?
This is a check for $12. Mm-hmm. No, I think about that, though, like, being like, oh, and this is like, because my, you know, my dad, or not my dad, my mom has photos, and she's like, look at me when I was, this is me doing stupid
stuff.
Yeah, doing your stuff. It was really hard to get the right angle with that Polaroid. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, your mom always does that.
You guys want to come over for family dinner?
Yeah, yeah. I do now.
They always show the photo album.
It's a tradition.
And this is where Ryan was made.
Every night.
Yep. Every night. That's what keeps it spicy.
That's what we call it, making the Ryan.
Yeah, making the fits.
No, was, yeah, totally, though.
I was thinking of something like that the other day. I'm trying to remember what it was, but definitely. I mean, easy is like haircuts and clothes. But, just the fact that, well, like, we completely lived in a time growing up where people didn't have cell phones, really. Like, yeah. They had cell phones, but just not as rampant.
Yeah.
Like, students today would think that's crazy, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Kids don't know about a world without cell phones. Like,
right.
At all. Like,
I'd like to show one of them a payphone.
Yeah. And they probably don't, even see, like, that doesn't even exist as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. So it's already happening.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, schools used to have payphones in them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brown had, like, three.
Oh, yeah?
Everywhere had payphones. I mean, every single gas station had a payphone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just they would also just be around in weird places. And now that's something that, like, but, like, what's going to be, are we going to be on our cell phones that we have to hold to our face? And in the future, they're going to be like, look at him using his arm to hold his phone.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so, yeah.
I use other people's arms.
He didn't even have a cerebral implant. What an idiot.
Is he typing on a computer?
Why didn't he just direct think it?
Direct link to your Hive computer.
Mind butt.
He's chewing his food! What an idiot!
Why isn't he mainlining it?
Up his butt!
Why is he at any restaurant that isn't Taco Bell for dinner and dancing?
Oh my god.
What a moron.
Dad. That's not the future.
Yes, it is. It's coming.
It is coming.
In 2032, I think it was.
If you don't like Demolition Man, email us and you're banned from the podcast.
What? How would that even work?
I don't know. It'll be the future by then. Maybe we'll know how.
When you first asked the question, the first thing that I always go to is there's a picture of my dad from the soccer team at Basic, because he went to Basic.
Oh, okay.
But he had, like, little tiny boy shorts.
Yeah.
And feathered hair. It's the cutest thing in the world.
And I'm so when did you have that style?
I'm going to take it on in the next 2 years.
It'll become chic.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing to me about it, though, is thinking that someday, everything that I think is cool will generally be thought of as, like, super lame.
Everything you think cool is lame.
Yeah, we already
think that. Well, right. Someday, every show.
We don't actually think that.
One day I'm going to fucking kill everybody.
Well,
you heard it here first, folks.
Some people think that's cool.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, hey, cool.
Killing people's lame, bro. But no, it's true. I mean, just, you're thinking, like, really advanced, and I kind of like that. The only thing I can think of is, like I said, hair and TV shows and, like, music.
But, like
you said, like, holding a phone to your face, idiot.
Like, I think with the way that video games advance, though, they're never going to go out of style. They're going to change, for sure. But, like, a lot of people still play, like, the original Nintendo system for nostalgic purpose, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah. Those guys are lame.
Really?
They kill people.
Yeah, they kill people.
Bunch of nerds.
Okay, now video games are becoming a thing. Like, becoming, like, considered art or being accepted as a a legitimate piece of media.
Or yeah. Hot chicks pretend to like them.
Yes.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the next one's going to be. And it's going to be weird not being a part of that. And, like, being on the other side of that, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I will be, but there's a chance I'll be like, well, video games are obviously art, but, you know, brain thinks obviously can't be.
Brain thinks.
I don't fucking know.
What are brain things? Well, we don't know what it's going to be.
I don't even
you
know.
You don't know what brain thinks are.
He doesn't know how to use the three shells.
I am so lame.
No, I, what I was going to say is I hope that the next art form is similar to Tamagotchis. Because those...
You're awful at everything, at thinking, you were,
okay,
doing.
wait. I know what you're upset about. You were more of a Nanopet kind of guy.
Yeah,
you
totally was.
Fuck you.
Dweeb.
They did, they do have a Pokemon, a Pikachu one, that just came out recently.
Why do you know this?
I saw it.
In your I've place? Where is it? Give me it. Give me the Pikachu, not Nanopet. What is the other thing? Don't touch
that.
Oh my
gosh. That is a good question, though, that came out of that question.
Okay.
Like, the question itself is good. No, that wasn't like,
oh, thanks.
Saying. No,
thank
but what
you.
I'm saying is
your
that
questions
like,
are
the
cute.
Next art
yeah, thanks
form,
for trying. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to think about because, like,
yeah.
It has to be something recordable, like something that is actually you can do or you can not do.
Not even
not
necessarily.
Do, but, I mean, like, you can watch a movie. You can play a video game. Mm-hmm. You can
read a book.
You can look at art. You can, like, just, you know, all these different things.
Listen to music.
And listen to music. Can you?
I can.
Recently?
Is
that a
yeah.
new thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of songs on my iTunes that I have no idea what to do with.
You just like the titles?
Yeah, I just write, go, sometimes
like,
I
oh,
go through.
Sweet.
What's Ryan doing? He's on iTunes. He's just reading.
Just looking at sound waves.
But that's weird.
And I was thinking also, sorry to cut you off, but maybe this will go ahead with it, but if you think, like, theater... Or like stage shows
I
as,
never
as
about
earlier, you know, and obviously it's still going on today.
Yeah,
but so I don't know, it's just kind of an advancement. Anyway, sorry.
Are video games an evolution of something else? Like, would it just be regular games?
Well,
puzzles,
kind of. I mean, everything
a
is
bit.
An evolution of something else.
Yeah,
nothing just, you know, springs into existence from nothing.
That's deep.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't wear condoms.
First slut is the deepest. Baby, I know. I was on one of those social networking sites today.
Which one? MySpace?
Grindr?
Friendster.
Anyone? Anyone? It was Friendster.
Nice.
Nobody goes there. No, so somebody, I don't even care, if they're not going to listen to this, so whatever. And if they do, it'll be funnier. Someone put on Facebook today, they put one of those, I don't know why this irked me, but it did. Like, usually none of the stupid posts about anything bother me, but this one, I know they bother you.
A lot.
Like, most of the time I just glance over and I'm like, I'll think for a split second, I shouldn't be friends with that person. I'm like, well, whatever, it's just a difference of this. But,
mm-hmm.
But so somebody put up a picture today of two things all Americans should know how to use is the top phrase. There's a gun and there's a Bible. And at the bottom it says, and neither are taught in school.
Oh my god. We should start Bible shooting classes.
Oh my god.
Oh man, I was just like, wow.
That is...
Okay, so
I
Bible
really
shooting classes, who, that's great.
Like, how do you use
I'll
your
tell
Bible?
You guys after.
Okay.
I'll tell you guys after.
How do you use your Bible?
Hmm?
How do you use
yeah.
your Bible?
How do you use it?
Use it to save money by leaving it at the store.
Oh.
And in the hotel, so they don't charge you for taking it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that, first of all.
I like that a lot.
The other thing was, Wolford had a good idea one time for teaching... other things that should be taught in school. And that was my question to you guys. Is like, maybe what should we teach
oh,
in school?
Oh, add a subject?
Like, and he had a real one. His was taxes and also how to tip.
They actually have that class nowadays.
They do? But
yeah.
I mean in like middle school or high school.
High school, yeah.
They do in high school? Oh,
in some
why?
High schools, I've been... because people talk about this sometimes on the internet, if you guys have ever been.
Have you been there?
Is that
have
the,
you
is that the new art
seen
form?
Hackers?
Yeah. But no, they have a class that it's like life prep or
and
prep.
Balancing a checkbook and things
it,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it has like balancing a checkbook, how to, you know, how to tip, how to
they
pay taxes.
They are basic.
Really?
Yeah, it was a half semester thing.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
But they kind of have that, yeah.
Maybe I credited Wolford wrong.
They
he was the first
you,
person I heard it from.
They teach you how to throw a Bible. They
teach
you
how to throw a gun.
Throw a gun.
How to throw a gun at a Bible so they hit in midair.
They teach you how to load a Bible.
Oh, that Bible's,
Bible's pretty loaded already, am I right, bro?
Pretty loaded.
You have to be pretty loaded to read
that. Sacrilege.
Oh, man. So, they should teach Bible guns in school. That's what I got.
Bible guns.
Yeah. I mean, also, I would like to think that that meant, like, elementary school.
See, here's something I like, is, like, those are the only two things Americans should know how to use.
Ooh, that's all
so
school
it's like,
is.
Like, I would have posted back two things all Americans should know how to use. A light switch and underwear.
And a sandwich.
Television remote.
A fork and keys.
That's
can't
it.
Drive.
And they don't teach either of those in school.
I know. Can you believe that?
I wish they would teach keys in school. Do you know how much trouble I have getting into my house?
Teach me keys. I must learn keys, guys.
Oh, that irks me so bad.
Right? Now, for anyone listening who uses Bibles and guns every day, email us how at imataris.com.
I'm trying to think if I know anybody who uses...
Teach us.
Yeah.
Teach us how to Bible guns. I mean, they go hand in hand, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
Is that the same class? So, like...
Bible guns.
One, like, half class they learn Bible, half the class they learn
it's
guns.
It's half semester.
Each one's
yeah,
a half semester,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
God,
they
I can't
don't...
wait till we get to Bible.
Oh, seriously.
I'm so done with these guns.
Guns are so boring. I wish
I
they
can't
were...
wait to read about their rapes and slavery.
Let's teach guns in school. That's a good subject, huh, nowadays?
No,
that's
God,
great.
No. Well, I mean, I was in ROTC, so, like, they teach you about guns.
About guns,
yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think that every American should be using guns.
No. I mean, not the women.
No, definitely
certainly
not
the
women.
Blacks, probably not. There are a few good ones, but
no,
how
well,
are you going to figure
children.
Out who they are?
Black
children.
Women.
Oh, never.
See them guns on Beyonce? I don't know what that means.
I had my guns trained on Beyonce.
Plural?
I was going to kill her.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What happened here? You bet it's in yet.
What's the deal with guns right now? Do people... There's news. There's news. It's, every day there's something happening. Guns are terrible. They're terrible, terrible things. And you don't need a gun that can shoot, like...
Everybody who
everybody ever in one clip.
City.
Like, why? What is the... Why?
Oh, man. Yippee's getting political on your ass.
No joke. It's so ridiculous. There's another... There's a
politicking.
Guy... I'm not friends with him anymore on Facebook for that strict reason that he was so anti-Obama and he would post every hour there would be one that was like, guns don't kill people.
Obama does.
Yeah, no joke. Or he'll like put. There's that like one picture of like, oh yeah, gun control in America, and it's a picture of Obama in like the Obama car, and he has all of his Secret Service around him. And he's like, gun. What do you call that, Obama? And I was like, that's called protection for people who have guns.
I once saw Obama burn a baby in hot water while Rain Man was there.
What about baby?
I heard he made Rain Man that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Obama's fault.
Have you seen that that commercial where it's like, Obama doesn't think we should have guns in schools? Well, his kids have bodyguards, so I guess he's a hypocrite. Yeah. And it's like, they're the children of the president.
Yeah.
They need the bodyguards.
Oh, that's funny. There's the... I saw, due to the blackout, there's a picture going around. That's just a picture of the lights go that lights out.
Yeah.
And it just says, thanks, Obama.
That's a good one.
So funny. Oh, it's so in your face.
I can't
face.
Believe he did that, though, for real.
Yeah. Well, he was he had to use
the
restroom.
Yeah.
He learned how to use light switches in school.
Obama,
when
you don't want the rest
turning?
Of us?
If only we can get those keys, you know?
Yeah.
Obama doesn't want the rest of us to use light switches, but look at what he did. He turned out the lights at the Super Bowl.
What a hypocrite.
Oh, my God.
Such the hypocrite.
If I had a Bible, if I knew how to use it, Obama...
He'd be getting hit with a Bible.
You better believe I'd throw it.
Throwing those Bibles right at his noggin, you know?
Wait, is that what you do with Bibles?
Noggin hitting. Yeah.
You obviously are a schoolboy.
That's what I learned in school.
Guns kill people.
So do Bibles.
Bibles have been known to kill people. The Crusades?
Yeah. I threw a Bible
Did
so
you
hard.
Know God's number one interaction with humans in the Bible is killing them?
More That's
than
true.
Talking to yeah. them or helping them or giving them anything. It's
Did you do it with guns?
Never with guns, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a pretty good, like, now I was going to say selling point for God, but kind of to show his, like, why you should obey him. At the very beginning, he wipes out everybody. So, like, it's like, all these people are begotten. It's like, this is kind of interesting. People are being born. And then it's like, you guys are all evil. You're gone!
a count of three favorite thing about guns. One, two, three.
They killed Obama!
Oh, there was the musical episode. Fifth period. Fifth period.
It was about a girl.
That's the most memorable period of all.
The fifth one?
Yeah.
It's time for the motherfucking Topic Cat, children.
Topic Cat. He was pointing a gun the whole time.
Oh, this is how you use a Topic Cat.
All right, Ryan, you want to read?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, so, is this me?
Me?
Oh, me? You're going to choose me? I'm pulling mine for some reason. Okay.
Tell us.
Read
what
it.
What does the Topic Cat say?
To the class.
Well, the way that I wrote it, I was hoping I wouldn't get it.
Tell the class.
This is from a fan. Don't read that out loud.
Oh, okay.
What was it like on the set of Tim the Alien?
Oh, we better explain this. All right.
To anyone who hasn't seen it, you can YouTube Tim the Alien. It's a short sketch we made.
Yes.
More of an art house kind of thing, but...
Some say it's the next version of art.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Just Tim the Alien over and over.
But it is a short film we made,
and
we just decided one day to just make something that day.
And we did it.
And actually, day, yeah. on the set it was pretty interesting because it was not like other shoots where we're like, okay, we'll get this now and then we could get this on another day or anything like that. It was just... Okay, we can do this. Okay, let's do it like this.
And then we did this. You know, Tim the Alien. Just thinking back, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up on YouTube.
Like, what was your favorite?
The channel is That's Wank right now. Maybe we'll change it at some time. But THATSWANK. You can see all the other videos, too. Just in case you didn't know. I feel like we advertise Tim the Alien every week, which is good.
That's good.
The background of You Bet It's In Yet is Tim the Alien. Did anybody know that?
That's true. Yeah.
So on the set, guys, I mean, there's one memory that really sticks out to me, but it's too easy. It's too easy. So I think the behind the scenes info we got to give is that we didn't have a charger for the camera, guys.
Oh, yeah. That was the big one of the driving forces of
that Tim. Was yeah. why we had to go, bam, bam, let's do this. Okay, we got this.
That was
Move
pretty
on.
Good, though.
We didn't have a charger, so we had one battery's worth of charge to film the whole thing. So every shot was like, okay, filming now. Go through and then done. There was no, like, oh, I messed up, let's start over again. It was all just go through and get it all.
It was a lot of fun.
And for all you visual nuts out there, the reason we shot it in 720 instead of 1080 is because it would have taken up more battery.
That's very true. Yeah.
That's true.
So, apologies.
If any of the lighting looks off, just blame it on that. Not
That's
a horrible
what it is,
lighting.
Yeah.
We are actually on set... Of Tim the Alien,
which is crazy. I didn't even think of that when I read it. Like,
wait, I thought it was from a fan.
I didn't
oh,
even
you
think
read
of it when I read it.
Reddit. Oops.
Oh, how are you liking Reddit? Right.
I do think it. It's pretty sweet. I saw something on there. I wanted to bring it up today.
The whole cast of Tim the Alien is here as well. Besides
Tim the Alien.
Well, he died at the end.
He did. Spoiler alert.
Whoopsie.
Jeez.
For all you people who are gonna go watch it.
Who've never seen it before, even heard of it.
All of our listeners, all 180 of them.
Yeah, thanks for making the last episode the most listened to yet.
How did it happen?
I don't know. Maybe it's because we gave him a little taste of Tim the Alien, and now we're giving the whole dumb
shebang.
There were times when...
Tell us. You are the star of Tim the Alien, I'm as
not,
I like...
I'm not the you're star.
Yeah,
you are the star.
That's how I like to introduce you to people. God. So.
Please stop.
As the star.
Please stop.
Sorry.
There were times on the set of Tim the Alien when you were delivering your lines.
Yeah.
I seriously felt like you were afraid. Like, you're just that good. Like, you, like, there were times I thought that I was convincing you that he was an alien.
You weren't.
I like how you turned this, you turned this compliment back on yourself.
I know. That's good stuff, right? There were times when I was acting so great
that I convinced you to act well.
You really did. I was, like, so shitty. And I feel like...
This is terrible.
I feel like I'd never even...
I don't want to do this anymore.
Why not? Well, we didn't get to the... Okay.
What's the best part?
Well, the best part was seeing water squirt in Timmy's face like 50
times.
Oh,
that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That
was
squeezing the water bottle into his mouth over and over and over again.
So hopefully if... I would assume anyone who's actually listening, if we keep this in there, has seen it. And trust me, we did that take a bunch of times.
There were times where I thought he actually did choke, though.
Oh, Timmy! Yeah, Timmy was good. I thought he was really choking on all the water. But then he was like, "Oh, none even got in my mouth." I was like, "Wow, that's really impressive." Great. But we didn't even do it like to make Timmy mad or like, "Oh, let's."
We just did it because he kept laughing.
We had like bad takes or like, "Oh, the water didn't look right there," and then it was like the water came right at the camera. It's awesome.
But he didn't even care because I remember we did it and then we showed it to people. And I think it was Wolford who was like,
"It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's a terrible whatever." And then we like went back and reshot it. Like,
oh yeah, we did.
But Tim didn't even care.
We did everything that we were supposed to do,
what
and then
trooper.
We're like,
"Yeah,
Tim, this is for you.
I love you, Tim.
You alien."
You guys want to read another one?
Yeah.
Who wants it?
You can.
Ryan, you read it.
Me read?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to read the one that I want somebody else to read, though. I'm just making that up. I'm you.
Girls, 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 girls.
This is a good one.
What is it?
What do you think Chester from Linkin Park is thinking right now? Well?
I think he's probably thinking... So glad I've got so much money.
I hope there's another Transformers movie.
Man, that Selena Gomez is hot.
Working at Subway's all right.
Hey, they are rich as shit.
Subway?
Yeah.
They really are.
So he's still in it, right? It was the rapper guy who left?
I think he came back.
Mr. Han left?
No, that's the DJ, idiot.
Oh, my bad.
No, didn't they get back together? I don't keep up with my Linkin Park drama
as
always
say,
as I should.
Linkin Park just gets better with time.
That's
true. Their best stuff is out right now, I'm sure.
And it's yet to come.
Yeah, the best is yet to come for
Chester.
They
are this age's Led Zeppelin.
I bet he's thinking, I'm glad I'm named the same as the Cheetos guy. Tiger.
I bet you he's trying to sue Cheetos right now.
Yeah.
I bet he's thinking... I wonder if anybody else watched Crank. Did you guys see Crank?
No.
Oh, he had a cameo in Crank.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
He was a drug user.
Oh, man. Not like real life, though.
No.
Actually, I don't know.
No, definitely not.
What if he's not? What if I just ragged on him for taking drugs just because he's a musician?
That's what they do, right?
Yeah.
Well, right? You
can
know.
Think of
music.
We're not famous yet.
Oh.
Bob does them all for us.
I bet
I'm
he's
kidding.
I bet he's thinking... I wonder when that new Forget Me Nows is going to drop.
Oh, that beat is fat. Fat, 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 fat.
Let's beat the fat.
It's fat beats.
Mr. Han.
Maybe, you know what? What time? Where do you think he lives? Do you guys know where they're from? Where they live?
Well, where's Linkin Park?
There are a lot of Linkin Parks.
Lincoln is in Nebraska.
Well, where's the one spelled with a K?
Nowhere.
And an N?
Nowhere.
Oh.
I wonder if he's thinking, I wonder if we could market to Lincoln Logs and make money.
Lincoln Logs. Lincoln Logs.
I'm one log closer to my house. And it's about to break.
I was thinking more along the lines of there's different Monopoly games, and there could be Linkin Park Lincoln Logs.
Linkin Park Lincoln Logs.
But what you guys would think it was fine, too.
I'm okay with Linkin Park Lincoln Logs. Just with their them on the... With him, like, doing that, like, grunge face that he has.
Oh, I bet he's thinking, I wonder when the next episode of You Bet It's In Yet comes out.
Yeah! Oh, no!
I wonder if they like always. Oh, no. Oh, sorry, Chester. Sorry, Chesty. You think...
Chesty.
I wonder if he's thinking... I wish people called me Chesty.
Oh.
I was always...
Chesty. No, nickname. I bet that was his nickname in high school. He's probably
his last
fat
name?
Kid. Chester Park.
Chester's Central Perk. his last name
escapes me. I always thought it was Chaz. Maybe I just called him Chaz.
Chester Chaz?
No, not Chester Chaz. I thought his name was Chaz. And then I asked you guys what his
name
was.
I like Chester. His name is definitely Chester Chaz.
Chester Chaz?
Oh,
Chester,
do you remember Chaz. When there was that guy in the news, Chester Stiles from the Molester Files?
No.
Was that this guy?
Oh, I don't know, but he was here in Vegas, I think. His name was Chester Stiles, and he got arrested for molesting people. And I just thought that was the perfect name for a molester to have.
Is this real?
Yeah, Chester Stiles.
No, no, Stiles. Sorry. Sorry, I was distracted. But Chester Bennington.
Bennington?
That's what this says.
Because I'm trying to think of, because Cheston is such a good name for Charlton Heston.
Cheston. Chestington.
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 Dude. Chestington the third. Dude,
Chestington just got awesome.
Chestington.
Tweet that at him, bro.
What up, Chestington? You, I know
I
you follow
on
him.
Twitter. Yeah. You know it. I only follow the best. That guy, the lead singer of Jet.
I should...
Good Charlotte.
Lead singer. Good Charlotte. The whole band. Like, their band account and then their individual ones.
Yeah. Joel.
Just so I can hear more about his daddy.
Who, Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
Lifestyles.
I bought that CD and I regretted it then, even in middle school.
Did you really?
I did. And he cried about his daddy all the time, and I even didn't like it then, and I'm proud of myself. But I didn't, you know, let's give him credit. Ooh. That one Linkin Park CD, we all listened to it.
Hybrid Theory.
Mm. Hybrid Theory?
Hybrid Theory was the shit.
That was it? That was the one?
Yeah,
that was the main
was
one.
With
yeah.
Crawling.
Yeah.
Crawling it. I'm
about to cry.
Let's give him credit. We liked it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
At the time, they were the shit.
I was really into the chick in the crawling video.
I don't remember it. I don't remember the
she
video.
She was semi-gothic, but I was...
Maybe it. He's thinking, I was really into that chick in the crawling video.
Maybe he was thinking, I was really into that chick in Tim the Alien. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Chestington. Chestington's new solo album.
Chestington.
I would...
Fort Minor.
Fort Minor was another one, right?
What's that?
No, that was like one of the offshoot bands, wasn't it?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
His offshoot band?
Yeah. Because it went Hybrid Theory and then Meteora, and that's all I remember.
Yeah, yeah. But what is this other band? He had another band?
No, the other guy, the rapper guy, that's the one that did Fort Minor, I think.
Yeah?
And he had one song with it, with Crazy Town.
And it all comes back to Crazy Town.
Yeah, it always comes back to Crazy Town.
Maybe Chestington and Crazy Town are like at a get together right now, like a social dinner party.
Both of them with their bleached hair and yeah. Sweet tattoos.
Yeah, man.
His like, stars shoot off.
Do they still tour? I guess.
Which
so.
Which one? Linkin Park definitely does.
Yeah,
because they just dropped some knowledge. They just dropped that because they did that thing for. They have that
I love
song
how every
NBA.
Album drops. That's really cool.
That's what happens. When's that?
We gotta say that we're dropping ours.
We're dropping our album. We're dropping our
I
album.
Need to go to the bathroom. Drop some arse.
I'm dropping arse.
Says Chestington.
One last one for everybody.
What are we thinking about him? First of all,
he was so cool.
He was my idol. Scrawny dude who screams. He had a good screaming voice.
He did.
I'm trying to give Chestington some credit.
I was really into that song in the end, though. Like,
you know what he's probably thinking?
In the end?
I really hope 20-somethings give me some credit.
I bet he does.
I think that's it. I don't know the name of it. Fuck. I fucked
it up. What was it going to be?
Is it? I don't remember the guy's name. Then Kate plus 8 comes on.
John and Kate plus John. 8? John. Okay. It's just Kate plus 8 now. They got divorced. And now it's John sleeps with sluts.
Now it's Chestington and Kate.
Followed by Kate plus 8.
Plus 8.
John and Chestington plus 8.
These eyes
have never seen another Ronald Reagan. No.
Never seen nice. Ronald Reagan like it was when he played guitar.
These eyes I've seen Ronald Reagan and also Taft and things in my history books.
These eyes see weird stuff like a dog on a ball, but the ball is a snake and you don't know what's going on anymore.
Real quick, back by popular demand.
Yeah.
Oh!
This week was a really good week for Yibby.
It really was.
We got a lot of listens, and I hope that continues. Because we got a lot of listens, which was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Our ranking went up. And when our ranking went up, some people's rankings went down.
Oh!
Some people's rankings stayed about the same.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a few here that we're going to declare war on.
Okay.
Okay?
I remember our previous wars.
Okay.
And has anyone even listened to 24/7 Dubstep?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Not
since that time.
They're last. They're dead last.
They're
4,000.
They are in. They just
right behind
disappeared him. Like Chester.
Ninth grade podcast. Mm. Right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those dirty fucks.
Okay.
Right in front of them, I guess.
All right, but so they're old news. So
they're super old news.
Who are our new bitches?
We have. Last I checked, right in front of us was DJ Mark Anthony.
The DJ?
The DJ Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony?
So
yes.
We're ahead of him.
He's right in front of us.
Oh, he's obviously.
Yeah. So we need to take him out.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mark Anthony. It's not going to be
he
hard.
He deserves it.
That's
no.
True. It's DJ Mark Anthony.
DJ Mark Anthony. This is a different guy. He's changed.
Wait, no. It's probably the same guy, but this is his DJ.
This is
DJ
his podcast career.
Yeah. I'm trying to...
Which one was Caesar's friend? Mark Anthony or Mark
Anthony?
Anthony. It's Anthony? And
Anthony, because Mark Anthony is the guy who is in...
that's why I can't remember. I always mix the
two Washington
up.
Movie.
Mark Anthony?
No, Anthony.
Mark Anthony was the one who impregnated J-Lo.
He probably did that too, yeah.
Okay.
See, what I'm trying to do, by the way, I don't know if you guys noticed my new strategy, is butter them up a little bit, so they're like, oh, these guys aren't so bad, and then we fucking crush them.
DJ Mark
Is that
Anthony.
What you're doing with Lincoln Park?
Chestington.
With Chestington? You're trying to butter him up right now?
They don't have
like
a podcast.
And then
we might
go up in the rankings, they might be up there.
But who are we
it
beating?
It is Lincoln Park.
Whose ass are we beating?
Right now, we are beating All God's Creatures Pet Podcast.
See, we need to listen to that one because I need to know if it is literally just the sounds of pets.
But wait, we had to work to beat that?
Yeah. They were ahead of us. They're two spots behind us when I checked. So
they've been
at,
ahead
we,
of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we were at 1,887 or something
total.
Like that. At total, overall. And they were at 1,889. They were there. We weren't. How were we not there?
What?
What?
Is how are we just catching up to these
yes.
people?
That's stupid.
How many podcasts about pets can there be?
No good ones anymore, am I right?
Yeah.
And after we crushed them.
We crushed them. Spit in those pets.
Mouse.
And like it.
What happened to that?
Spit in God. It's pets. Creatures.
Well, okay. Well, who else?
The last one, I just like the name of it.
Okay.
I don't remember
where we're ahead of these guys?
I don't know. I don't remember. But we're going to crush them anyways.
Yeah.
Africa Pachanga Radio.
Africa Pachanga. They're vicious, man.
Africa
yeah.
Pachanga
the Pachangas?
Radio.
The Pachangas?
Yeah. Got to be careful.
We are coming for you, or we've already passed you, so suck it.
It's possible that we're either coming for you, or we're going to forget about you. Either way.
You sucked it, or you're going to suck it. And you're going to like it. And you bet it's in yet, we'll just laugh all the way to the internet bank.
The internet bank.
So I
for all my internet dollars.
I'm disappointed that you didn't say your catchphrase.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah?
Don't worry.
Okay.
God's, what was it?
All God's Creatures
All God's Pet Creatures, Podcast. All God's Creatures Pet Podcast, they suck.
If you listen to that, they suck.
If any of you have ever listened to All God's Creatures Pet Podcast, you suck.
That's a good way to keep our listener base and expand it.
I'm staring right into the microphone.
I'm looking right at you, Mike.
This is like, hey, Mike. I'm sorry I haven't introduced you to the show again, but welcome back. You're here every week. You're a trooper. I'm looking right at Mike, and he sees the hate in me eyes.
In me eyes.
I see the hate. And you should hear the hate in my eyes.
Make the sound of the hate in your eyes.
That was my eye.
I think that actually picked up.
It better have.
Gross.
God's pet. God's pets. All God's pets suck.
All God's Creatures Pet Podcast.
Suck. Suck. That suck. Too.
And all of God's creatures just suck.
You suck, creatures.
You suck, creatures.
You stay away from Ryan's eyes.
If you could change one thing about the movie The Elephant Man, what would it be?
I'd replace him with a sexier actor.
Yeah. You don't think Anthony Hopkins is sexy?
I would have made his face prettier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude was ugly.
Yeah, why would they even make a movie
with that guy? What was up with that? What was up with that?
Doesn't get good screen appeal.
Seriously.
Whatever happened to Shia LaBeouf?
I've been worried.
If you've seen Shia LaBeouf, please email us, because that's the quickest form of
We dedicate this episode to Drunk Jeff Goldblum.
And Chester...
And Chestington.
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 And Chester Stiles.
We did it all. And Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles.
And Alex Mack.
Oh my god, we're going way back now.
Alex Mack, known as...
Janessa,
you already forgot. Now you're gonna
J-O
have to listen.
J.O. is right. J.O.
It's Janessa Odenkirk.
That's Bob Odenkirk's daughter. You got the
Jemima.
Initials. You're gonna have to go back and listen to this episode.
Jemima Openford.
I'm glad we recapped Tim the Alien. Thanks to the star for stopping by.
That's no big deal.
Our special guest.
Thanks for you as well. And the we had the
oh the co-star. Are we never even. Explained, our cinematographer.
Cinematographer and slash director slash DP.
DP, Matt, every time.
And from DP High School. And Matt had the camera angle idea for the illustrious bathroom scene.
Yes, he did.
So, yeah. Kudos
so
on
So if you
that.
Like the bathroom scene and you like DP, give me a call.
Give at iamaterrorist@hotmail.com.
Because I am into the bathroom scene, if you know what I mean.
Thanks. The bathroom scene.
Thanks to some person for your email.
Thank you, some person who I think I know who it is.
And Dave.
And Davos.
Remember to keep emailing iamaterrorist@hotmail.com.
Always.
Remember, God's creatures suck.
Yes, we hate God's creatures.
We hate DJ Mark Anthony.
I don't. Yeah, go die in a ditch, dude. Your podcast. I'm putting your podcast in a ditch.
I'm putting your podcast on blast. That's how you'll understand.
It's on blast! What was the name of the God's Creatures one, just so I can make sure to say they suck properly?
All God's Creatures Pet Podcast.
All God's Creatures Pet Podcast, you...
Can suck our dicks.
Suck. You suck. Since this is sort of current now, I'm going to plug one more time the Forget Me Nows have a show on Saturday. Go to the bunkhouse, people, if you live in Las Vegas. You can meet all the You Bet It's In Yet characters, including our one and only guest, Bob Dickman.
Even meet Truly the high-voiced funny guy and Billy Bob the man. All of our characters.
Remember those episodes where Matt was talking funny? He did all his characters.
NCP-90 the robot fighter.
NCP-90?
Those, man, you need to be an improv.
I feel like you're making all these up.
Oh, Matt is just too good at it. You can, but like, before the band is playing, you can see Matt do that.
Is he your hype man?
He's our hype man.
Oh, please get up and do NCP.
90, the robot fighter for Forget Me Now.
So,
yeah.
So thanks in advance, no one who's coming now.
Yep.
Bunkhouse Saturday with Go Betty Go and Seriously, the Forget Me Nows are playing. Please come by. Thanks for your emails.
And as always, I already said it. As always, you're gonna die tonight. Same song, I'm back, been around the world. Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin. Can't deny me. Why would you want to?